Vancouver, British Columbia, and starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Addis, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Breakfast table could talk, would it greet your family in the morning with, "Oh, hum, another day," or would it sing, "Top of the morning to you folks"? Well, it'll be top of the morning if there's a cheery red and white Grape Nuts Flakes package on the table. For Grape Nuts Flakes are a really appetizing, energy-producing cereal that starts you off right. Crisp and crunchy flakes, delicately textured, with a gay, wide-awake flavor. You'll have the family calling for more when you serve them Grape Nuts Flakes. Good right down to the last delicious spoonful, and good for you, too. Because Grape Nuts Flakes are a two-grain cereal, bringing you valuable food essentials from both wheat and barley. So serve them often, won't you? Look for them at your grocer's tomorrow. And now, the Jack Benny Program, presented in Canada by General Foods, makers of Grape Nuts Flakes, Baker's Cocoa, and other high-quality food products.
We bring you a man who traveled all the way from another nation to get an ovation at the station and only got it from a relation. And here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You mean Mary's relation, you know? Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and it's sure swell to be here. Yes, Don, here we are in Vancouver. What a beautiful city.
It certainly is, Jack. It's so picturesque with its snow-capped mountains right across the harbor.
And that Vancouver Hotel, did you ever see anything so luxurious?
Jack, that's one of the classiest hotels I was ever in.
I'll say it is, or when they showed me my room, I was simply overcome. Don, the lovely furniture and the bathtub. I was amazed.
Jack, you've lived in hotels before. All bathtubs are the same.
I know, Don, but these are right in your room. it's very convenient, but you don't meet so many people that way. You know? Three times I walked out of my room with a towel over my shoulder. No kidding.
Another thing, Jack. Have you noticed how polite the people are here in Canada?
Polite? Yes, Don, I have.
Why, I even saw a war poster up here that said, "Please guard your speech, lest unknowingly you divulge vital information regarding military operations."
Well, that's nothing, Don. We have the same thing in Los Angeles, only it's a little more condensed. It just says, "Shut up." Anyway, Don, I agree with you that the... Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I've been appointed by the mayor to welcome you to the city of Vancouver.
The mayor? Well, that's very nice.
I've lived here all my life, and if there are any places of interest you've missed, I'll be glad to point them out to you.
Well, let me see. I've been through Stanley Park, and then I...
Stanley Park?
Yes.
Where's that?
Why, it's right at the foot of Lions Gate Bridge.
Lions Gate Bridge?
Yes.
They have one here?
Of course. That's the bridge where Burrard Inlet meets English Bay.
English Bay?
Certainly. That's the body of water that practically surrounds the city.
Oh, so that's what that is.
Of course.
Oh, good. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Look, let me ask you something. Look, what did you come here for?
I told you. I've been appointed by the mayor to give you a welcome. And here it is. A one, a two.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. Well, that was nice of him coming up here and playing that bagpipe, wasn't it, Don?
Yes, but it's such a peculiar instrument. The way it squeaks.
Don, you'd squeak, too, if somebody squeezed you around the middle. Anyway, it was a... Well, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hello, everybody.
Mary, how does it feel coming back to Vancouver, your old hometown?
Oh, it certainly is thrilling, Jack. As soon as we got here, I went down to Nelson Street. That's where I used to live, you know.
Yeah, you told me.
Then I visited King George High School. That's where I graduated from.
Brought back memories, huh?
It sure did. Just think, Jack, right here in Vancouver, I spent my girlhood days.
Gee, Vancouver, 1928.
Yeah.
You know, I spent my boyhood days in Waukegan.
Gee, Waukegan, 1883.
Mary, don't be so smart. In 1883, there were Indians in Waukegan.
I know. You're not wearing a toupee because it's cold.
Cold in this place? Are you kidding? Stop with the toupee. Anyway, Mary, I'll say one thing. When you lived here in Vancouver, you lived in a great city. In fact, when I arrived, I drank a toast to it. Water, of course.
Why water, Jack?
Well, Don, you see, in British Columbia, they have a ruling that visitors must wait 5 days before they're eligible to purchase any spiritus fermenti.
Spiritus fermenti?
Yes, that's the stuff that comes in pines, quartz, and W.C. Fields. Mary, being in Vancouver brings back memories to me, too. When I was in vaudeville, I played the Orpheum Theater many a time. Did you know that?
Did I know that? Jack, every time you played here, didn't you notice a little girl in the third row in the aisle seat with long blonde pigtails and a pink ribbon in her hair?
Well, I'll be darned. Was that you?
No, that was my mother.
Just because this is your hometown, you don't have to...
Hiya, Jackson. Okay, Vancouver, you've waited long enough. Here I am.
Oh, brother, what an entrance. Phil, what makes you such a ham?
Listen, Jackson, this may be news to you, but when you got talent, you can do anything.
Talent? Phil, you're supposed to be an orchestra leader, aren't you?
Sure.
But do you know how to lead an orchestra? No. Can you read music? No. Can you play an instrument? No. You can't do any of those things.
Well, what about it?
What about it? What am I paying you for?
Look, Jackson, if you're a jerk, don't blame me.
Ben, you're lucky. You're lucky that's true, or I'd get sore about it. And to show you I'm a right guy, I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself. Say, Mary, you know that song you were rehearsing on the train?
You mean Love, Love, Love?
That's the one. Let Phil sing it with you.
But, Jack, I rehearsed that song alone.
I know, Mary, but Phil gets paid every week. He ought to do something. Go ahead, sing, kid. Go ahead.
Imagine you imagining that you love me.
And starting on a family tree.
Well, just imagine starting on a family tree.
The mama is me.
And the papa is me.
If your heart goes thumpity bum.
Ooh, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump.
Then it's love, love, love. If your knees go knockety-knock.
It's love, love, love.
If we're cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love, love, love. Imagine you imagining we're man and wife.
We'll go and buy a fork and a knife.
Well, just imagine eating with a fork and a knife.
Ooh, how richy we'll be for the rest of our life. If your heart goes bumpity-bum.
Well, ooh, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump.
Thank you. you need, go knockety-knock.
Ooh, then it's love, love, love.
If we're cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love. Yes, it's love.
Love, 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 sung by Mary, 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 and Phil, Phil, Phil.
Thanks.
No fooling, kid. You did a swell job with that song.
You see, Jack, you were wrong. Phil can do something.
Well, I didn't say Phil couldn't sing, Mary. I merely said that...
That ain't all, Jackson. You know I can make up jokes on the spurt of the moment.
Fine, spurt of the moment.
Yeah, now look, get a load of this. You ask me, you say, ask me why the girls in Vancouver never take sun baths.
Oh, Phil, please.
Oh, Jack, ask them. What can you lose?
All right, Phil, why do the girls in Vancouver never take sun baths?
Because even the mountains peak. Sharp, and your 5 days ain't even up yet. Oh, you're a clown.
Phil, if that's your idea of humor, come in.
Mr. Benny, I just found out that you're absolutely right.
About what?
That water out there is English Bay.
Well, dry yourself off and get out of here, will you?
Well, not yet. A one, a two, a three.
You gave me that welcome a few minutes ago.
I had some left over.
Good.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye. What a guy. I wonder what he's so happy about.
Why, Jack, the reason is so obvious. He's happy because he had a great big bowl of malty, rich, sweet as a nut grape nuts for breakfast.
Wait a minute, Don. How do you know he had grape nuts for breakfast?
Well, doesn't everybody?
Why, no, Don. There are a lot of people who don't eat grape nuts.
Well, that's swell. That's wonderful.
What do you mean, that's wonderful?
Well, if they prefer to eat grape nuts flakes, that's all right with me.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It doesn't make any difference whether it's grape nuts or grape nuts flakes. They're both a whole grain cereal.
That's right.
Say, Don, this is probably none of my business, but did it ever occur to you that someone might want an egg for breakfast? One little egg?
Why, certainly, Phil. It's perfectly all right to have an egg as long as you have your grape nuts or grape nuts flakes first. Because if you eat a good breakfast, you'll do a better job.
That's right, Don. You see, Phil, what Don means is that if you have your grape nuts first, you'll have enough strength to break the egg, you know? And that closes the subject for today with milk and sugar. And now, folks, come in. What is it, Miss?
I'd like to see Mary Livingston. Will you please tell her that I...
Well, Ruby!
Well, as I live and breathe, Mary!
Imagine seeing you after all these years. I'm certainly glad you looked me up because you're the one girl that I wanted to see and talk over old times. You know, the days when we used to go to school together and go on picnics and see the movies and go out with fellas. Gee, we used to have fun.
Good old Mary.
If it turns out they don't even know each other, I'm quitting radio. I mean it.
Jack, I want you to meet my old school chum, Ruby Wagner. Ruby, this is Jack Benny.
Pleased to meet you.
Any friend of Mary's is a friend of mine.
What?
Ruby, quiet. This is the broken down... Jack is the fellow I wrote you about. I work for him now.
Gee, Mary, am I glad you stopped me. I might have mentioned that other thing you wrote me. You know what.
Mary, for heaven's sake, what did you write to him?
Oh, I wrote about the time you were showing off at my house and tried to jump over the dining room table.
Oh, that? Well, there was no harm in trying.
No, but you should have waited till everybody finished eating. And you and I'll talk about our school days.
Okay. Weren't we dumb?
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yes, Ruby, Ruby. Please
please sit down, because right now I have an important announcement to make. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight this program is being honored with a very special guest. It is my pleasure to present to you the mayor of Vancouver, His Worship J.W. Cornett.
And it would be a shame to miss the chalet after coming so far.
Really?
Yes, Jack, it's one of the beauty spots of Canada.
Well, that settles it. I'll take your word for it. Worship, I meant to ask you, did you send a man over here to welcome me?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Well, would you believe it? This is funny. That man lived here all his life, and he didn't know that the large body of water out there was English Bay.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, yes. This is an interesting town. You should read those travel folders. Well, Mayor Cornett, I want to thank you for appearing on our show, and it's been a lot of fun, hasn't it?
It certainly has, Jack. And on behalf of my fellow Canadians, I want to thank you for coming here and playing such a fine part in our sixth victory loan.
You're very welcome. To be here, and before we continue our program, I'd like to say just a few words to our Canadian friends. Since our arrival in Vancouver, we have visited your hospitals and talked with your boys back from the battlefields. They can tell you why Canada's sixth victory loan must be an overwhelming success. You can put your dollars into the fight with them by buying Canada's sixth victory loan. You can support them worthily, but only if you put victory first. Thank you, Mayor Cornett. And now... ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day will sing Amour. Dennis Day. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Dennis's last appearance on our program. And Dennis, all I can say is, if you were leaving for any other reason except to join the armed forces, I'd hate to lose you. But as soon as this war is over, I hope you'll be back with us again.
I sure will, Mr. Benny, and I'll be looking forward to it.
So will we.
You know, Mr. Benny, when I'm in the Navy, I hope people won't think I'm as dumb as I act on this program.
Oh, I'm sure they won't, Dennis.
Well, I'm glad, because when I enlisted, I took an intelligence test, and I got a mark of 158.
158?
Sure, here's the card. And it also says that I have a great powers of leadership and will be a great success.
Dennis,
because
this is your weight and fortune. You weigh 158 pounds.
Oh.
Well, anyway, kid, I want to wish you all the luck in the world.
So do I, Dennis.
That goes for me, too, kid.
Come here, Dennis. I want to give you a great big kiss.
Well, how was that, Dennis? You liked it, eh?
Yeah, peppermint lipstick.
I know. Well, Dennis, one of the reasons I'm happy that you're joining the Navy is because I was a sailor in the last World War.
Yes, I know.
And incidentally, kid, through all these years, I've kept my old sailor suit. Yes, sir. And as long as I won't be needing a sailor suit anymore, and you will, well...
Jack Benny, if you're trying to sell him that suit, you ought to be horsewhipped.
Harry, I'm not trying to sell him anything. Haven't you got any sentiment? I love that suit, and I kept it for 25 years. I'm only going to charge him for storage. That's all. Mothballs don't grow on trees, you know. So, Dennis, if you want it, you can have that suit for only $10.
Only $10?
Yeah.
United States money.
Oh, yes. There's a slight difference in the rate of exchange. Well, what do you say, kid?
But, Mr. Benny, won't your suit be too big for me?
What do you mean?
Well, it would be too big around.
Around where?
Well, around where it goes around.
Dennis, we're about the same size.
Not around.
Jackson, look, why don't you be big-hearted? Now, the kid's been with you for 5 years. He's going in the Navy, and you have no use for that sailor suit anymore. Why don't you give it to him?
You're right, Phil. Okay, Dennis, you can have my old sailor suit.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Benny. And in that case, you can have all my civilian suits.
Well, thanks, kid.
All you have to do is keep up the payments.
Dennis, how can you be so mercenary? Where in the world do you pick up ideas like that? You know, you should... I'll take it. Hello?
Oh, hello. Walt, it's Rochester.
Where are you, Rochester, and what are you so excited about?
I'm at your hotel, and the most amazing thing happened. I changed a $10 bill, and they gave me $11 for it.
Why, of course. That's the rate of exchange up here in Canada.
My, my. How long has this been going on?
For years. Why?
Sounds like something you might have started.
Oh, stop being so silly, and don't be too excited about getting $11 for 10. You lose that when you go back.
What did you say, boss?
I said don't be too excited about getting $11 for 10. You lose that when you go back.
Who's going back?
You are. We are, and we're leaving Tuesday morning.
You mean we're departing from this monetary paradise?
Certainly. We got to get back. We have a lot of things to do besides Rochester. Money isn't that important.
Boss, you talk like a man whose 5 days are already up.
Never mind. Just be sure you have everything packed. We're catching the boat on Tuesday morning.
Oh, no, boss. Not a boat. Last time we were on a boat, I got so sick I turned green.
You turned green?
Yeah, and for me, that ain't easy.
Look, Roger, there's nothing to worry about. This will be a nice... smooth trip. I'll see you after the show. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, say, boss.
What now?
Can I speak to Mr. Dennis?
Why, yeah, sure. Dennis, Rochester wants to talk to you.
Okay. Kate. Hello, Rochester.
Hello, Mr. Day. Congratulations, best wishes, and good luck in the Navy.
Thank you, Rochester.
And, by the way, you know that sailor suit Mr. Benny promised to give you?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't take that if I were you.
Why?
The Moors opened up a second front and started to blitz where he did.
Well, thanks for telling me, Rochester. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and good luck.
Mr. Benny, Rochester just wished me good luck.
What'd you say, Rochester? What'd you say to Dennis?
I said Rochester just wished me good luck.
Well, we all do, kid.
Jack, I can never thank you and Mary for all you've done for me and for the five most wonderful years of my life. I want to thank the gang, Phil, Don, Rochester, and everyone connected with the program and all the listeners who've been so nice to me during these 5 years.
Well, just hurry back, kid. That's all we want.
Get in swing with spring, folks. Start the day with a big bowl full of Grape Nuts Flakes. You'll like them. For Grape Nuts Flakes are a delicious combination of wheat and barley with a delightful flavor all their own. And Grape Nuts Flakes are exceptionally easy to digest, too, because those two grains are put through a special process. First, they're baked. Then, they're toasted. This expert treatment brings out all the fine, wholesome flavor of golden ripe Canadian wheat and malted barley and retains all their bodybuilding food essentials, too. Energy-producing proteins and carbohydrates, along with useful quantities of iron for the blood and phosphorus for bones and teeth. Eat right, and you have a better chance of feeling right and of enjoying these grand spring days. And start that right eating by eating a bowl full of Grape Nuts Flakes every morning. Tomorrow, look for the red and white package that says Grape Nuts Flakes. As Jack Benny has already pointed out, tomorrow, Monday, is something more important than just the beginning of another week. It's the starting date of Canada's sixth victory loan. When you listen to the war news, remember that you're helping to make that news just as surely as though you were on the battlefield. Your money is there through the victory bonds you buy. Each victory bond you buy helps bring that day nearer when newspaper headlines and radio alike will sound out the glad tidings of peace. So put victory first. Invest in Canada's sixth victory loan. And now this is Cy Mack saying goodnight for General Foods, makers of Grape Nuts Flakes, Baker's Cocoa, and other high-quality food products. Be with us again next week, same time, same station, for another half hour with Jack Benny and his gang. This is the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.